All right. Good morning to Amy in LaSalle. How's it going?
I'm going good. You?
Wonderful. You're with your son, Tyler, and he said that you can beat Sam any place, anytime. No problem.
I sure hope he's right.
We do, too.
We've got 30 seconds on the clock. You know how to play the game, right?
Yes.
All right. Good luck.
Okay, Amy. What's the name of the dam just outside of Las Vegas?
Hoover.
What is the last book in the Bible?
Pass.
What U.S. city is the French Quarter in?
New Orleans.
Who said, is this chicken? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea.
What's her name? I'll pass it for now.
What's the name of the U.S.'s national anthem?
I'll pass.
Ooh. Okay, there's the buzzer. Nice work, though.
Don't say it,
because Sam's coming back in.
I just didn't want you to give him any extra help.
Yeah, I didn't want you to give him any help. All right, so Sam was in his isolated booth. He was listening to Meghan Trainor's remake of the Friends song, which has just made my day.
What was wrong with the original by the Rembrandts? Did it need a little sprucing up?
Nothing's wrong with it, but it's always nice to have different versions of things.
Sometimes.
All right. I'm the only one loving this here today.
Maybe it's a grower. That's
Sam,
all.
Sam, you're up against Amy.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
What's the name of the dam just outside of Las Vegas?
Hoover Dam.
What is the last book in the Bible?
No clue. Next.
What U.S. city is the French Quarter in?
New Orleans.
Who said, is this chicken? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea.
No idea. Next.
What's the name of the U.S.'s national anthem?
The Star-Spangled Banner.
What is the last book in the Bible?
I guess it's the New Testament. I don't know.
Way off.
Okay. Genesis.
Who said, is this chicken? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea.
I've never heard of that.
All right.
Ooh. Oh. Chicken, tuna.
She almost just gave it to you.
Yeah,
there.
Really?
She's given all
nice
the help.
Nice work, Amy. All right. Let's see how you guys made out. The name of the dam just outside of Las Vegas is the Hoover Dam. You're both correct on that one.
Mm-hmm.
The last book in the Bible is the Revelation. And neither one of you got that one. Right?
Okay.
Genesis was the first book in the Bible.
Okay.
What U.S. city is the French Quarter in?
New Orleans.
Yeah, it is New Orleans. You're both correct on that one. Who said, is this chicken? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken by the sea. That was my girl, Jessica Simpson, which Amy actually knew after the fact, but didn't get it in time.
When did she say this?
Back when she had a reality show with Nick Lachey. She goes, they really wanted to paint her as like an airhead.
Okay.
She's like, is this chicken what I'm eating? Because I know it says tuna. It was funny.
So I'm supposed to remember quotes from reality shows from the 90s with Jessica Simpson?
Amy knew it. Okay. Amy knew it. Nice work, Amy, but unfortunately it doesn't count.
I'm not too proud of that one. Oh.
And the last question, the name of the U.S.'s national anthem, it is Star Spangled Banner. So unfortunately, just from that one lousy question, that makes Sam the winner this morning.
Yay.
That's okay. Congratulations, Sam.
Thank you very much, Amy. Thank you for playing. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Amy, you did well. You almost tied it up. Try again soon, all right?
Will do.
All right, have a good one. Bye. And we've got Michael in a car full of kids on the way to school ready to take Sam down this morning, right?
We are.
Okay, amazing. We've got 30 seconds on the clock. You guys play along in the car every morning, so you know how this works, right?
For sure.
Okay. Awesome. Good luck.
Okay, guys. Thanks. What are you doing if you put your right hand in and shake it all about?
You're playing the Hokey Pokey.
Marshall, Ted, Robin, Lily, and Barney are characters on what TV show?
Pass.
What kind of knife does a surgeon cut with?
A scalpel.
What app's logo are the letters I and N?
Sorry, say that again?
What app's logo are the letters I and N?
LinkedIn.
The smallest animal. Ooh.
Ooh. Go one more because he didn't hear you the first time.
Okay.
Go.
The smallest animal born in a litter is called a what?
Runt.
Okay. We got complaints the other day. People said when they mishear, you should. Okay. That is a very interesting mashup of the old Friends
theme
song.
Threw you off there, didn't it?
There's a lot going on right now. A lot going on.
I have a headache.
A lot going on. All right, Sam, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. You're taking on Michael, and he's got a car full of three kids this morning.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well.
Easy ride.
Here comes the win.
Okay, here we go. What are you doing if you put your right hand in and shake it all about?
You're doing the Hokey Pokey.
Marshall, Ted, Robin, Lily, and Barney are characters on what TV show?
Oh, pass.
What kind of knife does a surgeon cut with?
Scalpel.
What app's logo are the letters I and N?
Pass.
The smallest animal born in a litter is called a what?
The runt.
Marshall, Ted, Robin, Lily, and Barney are characters on what TV show?
I'm going to guess Big Bang Theory.
What app's logo are the letters I and N?
Ooh. LinkedIn.
That was too late.
That was an abrupt buzzer.
All right, here we go. Let's see how you guys made out all this right. morning. What are you doing if you put your right hand in and shake it all about? You're doing one part of the Hokey Pokey, for one, sure, and you're both correct on that. Marshall, Ted, Robin, Lily, and Barney are characters on How I Met Your Mother.
Right, yes, you on that's one. The one.
What kind of knife does a surgeon cut with? It is a scalpel. You're both correct.
Okay.
What app's logos are the letters I and N? It is LinkedIn, mm-hmm. and neither one of you got that one right. Or you actually, you both got it right too late.
Yes.
And this last question, the smallest animal born in a litter is called what? The answer is a runt.
Mm-hmm.
And you're both correct on that, which means we've got a tie.
Oh,
you guys both
boy.
Got the exact same questions right this morning. All right, so Sam's going to leave. He's going to enter his isolated booth. Michael, you know how the tiebreaker works?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. The answer is a number. The person who comes closest, keeping in mind you have to answer within 5 seconds, is going to be the winner, all right?
Okay.
Michael, how many articles are there in the English Wikipedia?
250,000.
Okay. 250,000. Okay, just to confirm here, Michael did not get the LinkedIn question right, did he?
He got runt right. He didn't get LinkedIn.
He did not get LinkedIn. Okay, that's what I thought. People are texting.
I thought I got LinkedIn, but I think you said I'd run out of time.
That's right.
I did get it, but you said there was... Anyway, it doesn't.
Is this a scandal? Are we in the middle of a scandal?
This is not a scandal. People are texting that he totally got it right.
I got it.
You got it?
I did get it. Yes.
Well, if he got it, I don't know how I missed that, but that makes Michael the winner this morning. I don't know. Everybody says he got it right.
Well, I wasn't here, so I can't really speak for anyone.
I clearly wasn't here. I clearly wasn't here. Oh, our boss just came in. He's giving me the evil eye, so I will be fired after this show for sure.
Oh.
But he's saying he got it right. Our boss says he got it right.
You teased me.
I didn't know. I didn't even mean to. I didn't even mean to be. Andy missed it, too. Throw him under the bus, too.
I did. Yeah, no, I'm totally getting run over by the bus right now.
All right, Michael, go ahead. Celebrate. I'm so sorry.
Whoa!
Woo! You guys are smarter than Sam.
Well done.
Wow.
Nice work. Great. So we've got $100 for you to spend at Sportium. It's the largest sports store in Quebec. You can check them out at sportium.ca. All right, and go ahead and tell the whole city, tell Montreal that you're officially smarter than Sam.
We are officially smarter than Sam.
All of you.
You know, that's what happens when people get together and speak up. You can change the world. We're getting like thousands of texts right now at 92925, and it was nice working with all of you. Sorry, Sam. Anything to say?
No, that was a very disappointing loss, and all I can say is rematch.
Okay.
Rematch. Maybe so.
We'll take you on another time, Michael. Just hang on the line, okay?
Thank you.